Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 5, 1804. Day 145 of the expedition. Camped on a mud bar. The campsite is insignificant, but it would have been in present-day Potter County, South Dakota, which is now inundated with water from the Wahee Dam. Captain Clark writes,
"Frost this morning. We set out early and proceeded on, past a small creek on the larboard side. At 7 o'clock heard some yells, proceeded on, saw three Indians of the Teton band. They called to us to come to shore, begged some tobacco. We answered them as usual and proceeded on. Past a creek on the starboard side. At 3 miles above the mouth, we saw one white brant in a gang of about 30, others all dark as usual. Saw a gang of goats swimming across the river, out of which we killed 4. They were not fat. In the evening, passed a small island situated close to the larboard side. At the head of this island, a large creek comes in on the larboard side. Saw white brants. We call this creek White Brant Creek. I walked on the island and found it covered with wild rye. I shot a buck. Saw a large gang of goats on the hills opposite. One buck killed, and also a prairie wolf this evening. Came to and camped on a mud bar. This evening is calm and pleasant. Refreshed the men with whiskey. Captain William Clark, October 5, 1804.
Clark keeps calling the antelope goats, and the white brants were probably snow geese. To his credit, brants and snow geese often travel in mixed flocks. Brants are darker and can be readily distinguished. When game is killed during a walk, it is picked up later by members of the party. Often it is carried to the bank of the river and butchered there. Very little meat was wasted. Tomorrow, migrating birds.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.